Sunday, the 8th of July, Dine Mush Arya Bamberger, starts your day and go your way.
Moirai Braboisai, it's a big covert for me to be together with you today, to start your day the Torah way. From Tfilah to Torah every morning, every weekday, every month, to begin in the Torah way. If I may just begin, you know, the Mishnah says in Tanis that on Shivos HaBetamuz Ishtabru HaLuchos and Butal HaTomid, the Korban Tomid was Mevutal. So, you know, the Shulchan Aruch begins with this union of Tomid. The Shulchan Aruch in the first Seif of the old Shulchan Aruch begins Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tomid. That's how it begins. And if you know how the Shulchan Aruch Chaim, the Hago again ends in Hilchus Megillah, he ends V'toiv Leiv Mishte Tomid. Begins with Tomid and ends with Tomid. And maybe we have learned this week the Parshas Korban Tomid, that we have to bring a Korban in the morning and a Korban in the afternoon. Well, maybe those are those tmidim, kilchosom, that you have to bring daily a korban, to begin with the tomid and to end with the tomid. And this is maybe the butal hatomid that it says in the Mishnah. Butal hatomid is maybe one of those things that is mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. And that's why I'm so glad to be with you today, and to start the day with the inyan from Tomid daily, like you say, every day, every week. It's something wonderful to be Tomid, and this will surely bring back the Tomid, Mr. Hashem. I just wanted to, like it is, it says about the Torah way, how to start the way. You have to be Mekadesh when you begin a day. You have to be sanctify the beginning of the day. So it comes already, the whole day is sanctified. In everything, we have to be Mekadesh, the beginning of anything that you do, that it should go ahead with the Kedusha. And today, I wanted to share with you just a few Mamre Chazal of Bechor. A Bechor, we have learned also last Shabbos, all the Moyadim, and you know, the last day of Moyadim, we learn Kol HaBechor. Kol HaBechor, Takdish LaHashem Elokecho. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says in Erechin, just to show you, Mishnah says in Erechin on the pasuk Kol HaBechor Takdish LaHashem Elokecho, Rabbi Shmuel Omer Kosuv Echad Omer Takdish, V'Rabbonon, and the Rabbonon says differently. So how do you, because Kosuv Echad Omer Lo Yakdish, I Efshar Lo Emar Takdish Ari Kvar Ne'emar Lo Yakdish, I Efshar Lo Emar Lo Yakdish Ari Kvar Ne'emar Takdish, HaKeitzad Makdishoy. So Ato Hekdesh Ilui V'Ato Makdishoy Hekdesh Mizbeach. So the end of the Gemara, it's the end of Daf Chof Tes in Erechin. Miboil lekedetanya, minayin lebechor, minayin lenoilad bechor. When you've got a new baby bechor in your eider, in your sheep, from your flock. How do you know that shemitzvah lehakdishoy? We have to say, I'm makdish this bechor, l'shem bechor, shneimar Because it says, Hazochor Takdish, that you have to be Magdish the Bechor. Ve'atne, Rashi adds, Ve'af al pi, Shehu Kodosh Me'elov. Even that he is a Bechor from himself, he's the first born. In any case, it's a mitzvah to say with your word lehagdish, to magdish the bechor. So this is the Mishnah in Erchin, in Gemara in Erchin. So we are going to see a bit about the inyan from magdish zayin the bechor. So that to magdish zayin every new thing that he is about the bechor. The Gemara says in Chulin that Samech says Omid Beis Itmo. The Gemara says like this. Yotso Shlish. After the birth, baby, the baby comes, Yotso Shlish, Umechoroi Leoivet Kechovim, and he sells it to a goy. Vechozar, Yotso Shlish. And then comes another part, another third, and Varei Kan Roiv. So now you've got the rov of the behemoth, and we know that to be called leido, it must be rov. The vlad must be the rov. The most part of the bone should be out of yotzo merechem imoy. So there's a big machlokes about this subject. Rav Huna Omar, so he sold it to the goy. Before it was born, but it was born a bit already, but not all of it. So he sold it to the goy, and then came out the second part. Omar Avuna Kodosh, this behemoth has a kedushas bechoyro. Rabbi Omar Einoy Kodosh, he is not Kodosh. So the Gemara explains the machlokes. Rav Unomar Kodosh, why is he Kodosh? Kasovam Le Mafreya U Kodosh. He becomes retroactive Kodosh. Kevan de Nofakle Rubei, when the Rav comes out, Igloi Milso Le Mafreya, it comes out now. It's clearly that already from beginning the Mikoro have a Kodosh. So umay de zovin. So if it was kodesh already beginning, behema was kodesh in the beginning, you can't tell to the goy, he is already kedushas bechoyro. You can't take away the kedusha by selling to a goy. So umayl Rav Huna says it is this behema is kodesh. Rabba Omar eino kodesh. Rabba says no, this behema is not kodesh. It's a goyish behema. Why? Because he says, Mikan ule habo kodosh, umay de zovin, shapir zovin. And this what he sold, it was well sold. Because, explain Rashi, afal gav, mikan ule, so the first one, Rav Huna says, the mafreo kodosh, afal gav de beleida tolo rachmono. Since the Torah means that when he is born, it's already bechor, but beruvahu the havio leido. Only when the most of the blood comes out, then it's called leido. Umemela miukinofik rubo mashul leido mitchilo v'igloi milso. The chizovin loyvet kechovim lav klum zovin dein lo chelik bo. This is Rav Huna. Rabbi says no. Mikanu lehavo miyitzias roiv vo eilach hu kodesh. Only when the rov comes out, then it's kodesh. Ubitchilas leidosoy, the beginning of the birth, chulin havein v'yochol lemochoy, and he can sell it. As it would be still in the mummy's body. Shari kedushosoy tolui beleida. Vekevan de mechirosoy mechira. Since he sold it well, through Rabbah it's called that he sold it well. having a yad oivet keichovim beemta, it's a behemoth from a goy. The two loy kodesh, so it's not kodesh anymore when it comes later on in time. So we know already this machlokes Rav Huna and Rabbo. Now Tosfos comes with a Gemara in Tumura in Bechoras. The Gemara said, Tosfos, ho de Omar Rav Yudah in Bechoras, the mutar lehatil mum bebechor koidem sheyotzer leavir ha'olam. You are allowed when the baby is still in his mother's womb. I don't know. Before the rechem, you can, if you can do a mum in the behema, muter lehatil mum koidem sheyotzo leavir olam. When he's still in the mums of his mother, there's no problem. You can, even that it would be a bechor, but still you are allowed to make a mum. What, you know what's in a mum? So it's not a bechor anymore. A blemish in the blood, and mamela, when he comes out, he's a bad mum. There's no kedushas bechor. So you can do it. So Tosfos says, "Ha, the Omar Rav Yudah, the mutar lehatil mum bebechor, koidem sheyotzo leavir ha'olam. Haynu, the loy kerav Huna. This can't go with the shita of Rav Huna, because the lididei kevan de lemafreya kodosh, since it becomes lemafreya." When the rov comes out, it's igloy milsa that already from before it was kodesh. Afilu lo yotza roi varosh osur lehatil bo emum. The kshiyotza achakach haroi igloy milsa lemafreya the kodesh have. He was all the time kodesh. It's retroactive. It becomes the kodesh. Yeah. So that's the shita here. And we find out there's, I'll just show you the Gemara here. You're right. It says Omar Rav Yudah. I'll read you the Gemara here. Omar Rav Yudah muter lehatil mum bebechor koidem sheyotzo leavir ha'olam. That's the Gemara says, because it's mamish nothing to do with the laser yet. So you can and but Tosfos argues and says, but shita Rav Huna, you shouldn't do this because it seems that you are matil mum in a bechor, because the mafreya igloy means that you put a mum in it. It wasn't a bechor, but since it will be the mafreya igloy means that he is a mum, you could not make a mum.
Well, we say kiddush merechem.
Huh?
Kiddush merechem.
Merechem is not kiddush. It's not mekiddush merechem. It's only you say mekiddush bechor. We'll maybe understand it, how you mekudesh merechem. Yeah, maybe you're right, but we see that the Gemara says not like this.
So, but are you allowed to use it after you make a mum?
Like a goy, if you send lemaise, if you got the beginning of bechoras, there's a shoot. If you got a shutfus with a goy, when he is still in in the bed. So the baby now comes, he's no Kedushas Bechairam. He's not even Kedushas Merechem, nothing. He's a Shutvus with a Goy, because only Bechorcha, it's only your flock, and not for somebody else. So if you should know that this is the behemoth handlers, you know, the Goyim, when they when they've got used to have such animals, they used to sell it to the Goy, or the behemoth, or the Vlad itself. They used to make a geshet with a Goy, so maybe they were poto, because it was a big, otherwise it's a big problem with our times with the Bechoyer. So this is one question. There's another Gemara who say like this. It's a Tmura Chofheye. Omar Le Rav Amram Le Rav Shish. See what time? 10 to. Oh, thank you. Omar Le Rav Amram Le Rav Shish. Omar Ala Bechoyer Im Yitzias Ruboy Oilo. He says like this, when the baby comes out, he's not a Bechor, yes? But he wants to change it. He wants to give this Bechor a Korban Oilo. Can he do this? So that's Rav Amram's question. Oilo Ave, or Bechor Ave? Oilo Ave, the Kol Purto, Purto the Kanofik, who Kolil? Oy bechoy rabbi dekol purto upurto dekanofik bimilseu. That's the Gemara's question: is, can he be changed or not? So Tosis adds here a small words. V'davko im yitzias ruboy. When can a man? When is the question of the Gemara? If it comes, he can change it to oyler or to he stays a bechor. It's only when it's just the rov. It comes out the rov and there is a leader. Aval omar im yitzias mi'utoi. But if it's just in the beginning, comes out, it begins to, the birth began. Lo mevayle devadai oilo chaylo ole. There's no problem, it becomes oilo. Da'akati lo yichal kedushas b'choyr ole oklad. There's no kedusha at all in the beginning of the birth, nothing. So if you say oilo, comes oilo. So what's going on here? For one side, we see that the behemah, the Ravuna says that you can put it blemish. That's what the Rav Yehuda says. You can mutter latimum when he's inside. You can sell it, but for other side you say that is. So how is it here that the behemah of Oilo will be, I mean, the behemah that he said I would like to give it for Oilo, it becomes Oilo. If you say Igloi Milsel Mafreya, why is it Oilo? And what is most, I'll read you the Rambam, and the Rambam is here, we could say that the one mandomar, second mandomar, a few mandomar, we'll see the Rambam's ways, the Torah ways of the Rambam. And wait. So the Rambam says like this in Perek Bechoyres Perek Dalet Tisvov. Yotzer Shlish Umechore Legoy. He sold it to the Goy at the beginning. Vechozar V'yotzer Shlish Acher. So the Rambam says, Niskadesh Limafreya V'niftero Min HaBchoiro. He's Kodesh. That's like Ravuna says, Niskadesh Limafreya V'niftero. No, the next baby won't be anymore B'chor, because this one is a B'chor. The what I sold to the guy didn't help anything. He's got a Kedushas B'chor. This is one. So we see the Rambam Paskent like Rav Huno. You know, and I didn't He says also that mutar la'atil mum b'bchor, there are no problems. That you can make a mum in the b'chor in the beginning. The last question that we ask about oilam. So the Rambam says like this: Hameshane sakodoshim mikdusha likdusha. You can't change. It's like make a tumura, you know. Oiver below it says. But now he says, Keitzad marimin al habchoyr. How can you make a dry on the b'chol? Lahakdishoy lemizbeach hekdesh acher. To bring in, he was a b'chol, and you still, and you change him to make another kedusha. So he says, makdishoy babeten koydim sheyulad. No problem. A baby, he knows that he's waiting for a baby. You are magdish kedushas oyla, and that's it. And it's oyla. Mishiyivuk sheneemar asher yivukar laHashem lo yagdish yisosoy. B'mishiyivukar yato magdishoy. Abol ato magdishoy bebeten. But if he's in the beten of the im omar im yitzias rov roishoy yeoyla. If he says only at the time when the rov came out, harize b'chol ve'ein oilo. That's too late. But if he says before, mashma from Rami doesn't say clearly, but if you are medayek, that if it's just in mute, it's no problem, it becomes a kedushas oilo. So, from one side we see, the Rambam says, that is gloi milton mafreya, that is kedushas, that is a kodesh le mafreya. Because if you sell it to the goy, that didn't count. The selling is not worth it because it's igloi milton mafreya is kodesh. So how does it go together? The Rambam is echomotzin yodenu ragleinu in all these problems here. So I'll share with you a chazonish who, with two words, with a few words, he makes a clear all the subjects. He explains with a Gemara Gittin, maybe. It's just a Gemara. He explains like this: that the MS we know Hekdesh Chomet. The shichru maskin min hashibud. That means the more serious. The Omar of Hekdesh Chomet the shichru maskin midei shibud. Shibud is hypothek. When you are mishubud, yeah, you owe. Oh, mishubud. Somebody is mishubud to somebody. So you know, but there are three things that you can avoid this shibud. This is hekdesh, chomet, v'shichru. That means. He says like this, the Chazanish says like this: the behema, when she comes, the first born will come over to be to the birth. It's no kedusha at all. But the behema is meshubed towards kedushat b'chor. Until now she is not, but till the birth she has got nothing. But she is meshubed towards b'chor. So. That's why, if an animal is meshubad, I mean, if you are meshubad to somebody, you can't sell, for instance, when you've got choyv, you owe money to somebody, and so you are meshubad to him to repay him. If you have got no money, you've got a house, the house is meshubad, and you can't sell it to somebody else, because he is meshubad to this loan that you owe to this gentleman. This is the shibud. The behema here is meshubad to kedushas bechayru, says the Chazon Ish. So Mimela, if the behema is already meshubad and you sell it to a nachri, can you sell it? Very nice, you sell it. But since it's meshubad to something, to a certain thing, so the selling at when the birth is ending, if he gave me some of it was meshubad. So maybe the mechira was not worth nothing, and the behemoth becomes kodesh. If you put a mum before, when it, if you put a mum, mutal hatil mum because why? Because when you put the mum before the birth, you did it. What happens? But the behemoth comes out, he's bal mum. So no shibud can be chal on it because it's already a bal mum. But now about the question that we asked about hekdesh. If you know the hekdesh means all the korbanos and all the hekdesh is maskia midei shibud. Like the Gemara says here, hekdesh chomet v'shir maskin midei shibud. Even the bechor, even the vlad, is meshubet towards to become a bechor. But if you change it before the koyim mitzias ruboy, if you change this animal, towards it should be a kedushas oilo, so memela it's maskia. The shibud that he's in meantime is meshubat to bechayim, but since you were makdish this behema towards oila, so meila he's maskia the shibud. It was meshubat, it's maskia the shibud bechayim, and meila it becomes a kedusha oila, and that's what the Rambam ends. Well, and that's why that's how the Rambam Chazanish explains all the Rambams. I won't read it again with you, but that makes clearly that usually when you say them, I would like to be magdish this behemer, the shem b'chayron. It's only a shibud. It's known b'shas later becomes mamash kedushas b'chayron. But if you can change everything in meantime before it was kedushas b'chayron. I want just to end. And like we began the Indian from Tomid, that through this way of learning, this Torah way, it's so wonderful that you did such a wonderful organization. I mean, that's the Torah way. I wish you that this chus of the Tomid that we are beginning Shulchan Aruch and ending Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch ends. Shulchan Aruch ends with those words, and I'll read it to you. Toiv lev mishte tomit. Now we are a bit in a small avelus in 3 weeks, but beis tifortenu, the Behetev reads just the 2 words, 2 weeks. On Toiv lev mishte tomit says the Behetev, beis tifortenu bimheiro yamoid ubeyiro oisoi navoid. Nochen yeh harabait beroish horim adei ad. Thank you for it.